Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I want to be a part of
it. Is the Savage Nation live from WABC Studios atop Madison Square Garden. After 20 years, I'm an overnight success. Now, I'm on a vacation, as you may know. But since I'm in New York City and my number one affiliate, and this is number one in terms of New York City, everyone knows it's great. Love all the other affiliates. I had to come in here and do a bit of the show. Fact of the matter is, the news is so horrible. I took time out from my vacation to be with you on the Savage Nation live from New York City. And if you care to join this historic first and probably last appearance in Manhattan, the phone number is 855-407-2822. Reach more people than you're going to meet for the rest of your life. And the main topic for me is this. Obama is either uninformed or intellectually lazy when it comes to ISIS. ISIS are those nice fellows who cut people's heads off, bury you alive, rape your wife, kill your dog, slaughter your camel. The nice folks who do it all in the name of Allah and say that they have no religion. Now, of course, they believe they have a religion. Obama says they have no religion, but don't tell them that. I cannot believe what I'm looking at. What I'm looking at is we're going to help Assad with Air Force power to blow up ISIS because they've taken in one city after another. Okay, that makes sense. But this is the same Assad that lunatic McCain and waffling Obama have been trying to overthrow for years now. Do you understand that this is another policy insanity? Everything that this administration has done has blown up in their face. Libya, they overthrew Gaddafi. What's happened in Libya? The fellows who have taken over Libya are the warlords. What happened in Egypt? They tried to introduce the Muslim Brotherhood to run Egypt when we overthrew Mubarak. They didn't learn from that. They got rid of Saddam Hussein, who took over Iraq. Nicer guys than Saddam Hussein or worse? So we're trying to throw Assad, a dictator for sure, out in Syria. We weaken Assad, and who takes over in that vacuum? ISIS. They own half of Syria now. So now what happens? Now we're going to turn our Assad, our worst enemy, into our best friend. McCain should go to prison for what he's been doing. McCain himself has been screaming to topple Assad. Oh, we've got to help the rebels. Remember that? Remember that what we've been hearing for years? We've got to help the rebels in Syria. And I was screaming, what are you talking about, lunatic? What rebels? Well, the rebels are ISIS. Now we're going to attack the rebels. Do you have any idea what's going on? Because I do. It's Savage Nation. Phone number is 855-407-282 in California. Governor Jerry Moonbeam Brown says to illegals, welcome to California. That's right. Welcome to California, a northern province of Mexico. Meanwhile, the same old goes on here in America. Same thing is happening in America that was happening before I left. We have the professional race hustlers trying to keep it going. After all, it worked good. Why not keep it alive? No, don't march for civil rights around the world. Just keep focusing on one story after another. Obama approves air surveillance of ISIS in Syria. A step towards strikes. That's on the front page, New York Times, Tuesday, August 26, 2014. I'm looking right at the New York Times building from the WABC studios. Amazing. All that propaganda comes out of that building. Who would have thought that? Arab nations strike in Libya, surprising U.S. Power struggle pulls in Egypt and Emirates. This is interesting. Egypt and the United States Emirates have secretly launched airstrikes against Islamist allied militias battling for control of Tripoli, Libya. Four senior American officials said in a major escalation of a regional power struggle set off by Arab Spring revolts. Now, remember who started the Arab Spring revolts? Obama, McCain, Hillary Clinton with Soros money. That's who started the Arab winter. Don't you remember? Do you remember what Gaddafi said before we killed him? He said, don't kill me. He said, don't kill me because you're going to have the equivalent of Somalia if you do. The warlords will take over. It's exactly what's happened. And we learned nothing from it. Nothing. Zero. Balt. Gornish. Nothing. Zero. Gornish. Nothing. Who is this guy in the White House that he's this dumb? For years, he's tried to overthrow Assad. What happened with the power vacuum? In steps ISIS, the headcutters, the rapists, the murderers, the psychotics. And now we're saying to Assad, oh, we'll help you wipe them out. Wait, it gets even better. Today, one of the schmuck generals gets up, a guy who looks like he should be a beat cop in Staten Island who was just busted down to working a grocery store detail, a general now. He says, in the coalition against ISIS, we have Albania. Oh, that makes sense. Remember the movies Taken and Taken 2? Who were the bad guys? Albanian Muslims. So now they're our allies against ISIS. They're not going to email their cousins over there the minute we give them the detailed information of our troop movements. Before our emails reach them, they will be sent to ISIS. Who is running the military? Well, I'm not. I'm only running my mouth on the microphone. That's all I'm doing. It's one man's opinion. It's the Savage Nation, as I say. A historic day for me. I was born in this city. And I got to tell you something. It is so beautiful here. It's a hot August day, but not humid. Very beautiful weather. Spent a lot of time walking around my old haunting grounds. Or hunting grounds, were they? The West Village. Boy, did I have fun down there as a youngster. The streets never look better. Never. The red brick buildings, some of them going back to the Civil War era, are in such great repair. The cobblestone streets, the tree-lined streets. Makes you want to move here, which I might do. Oh, I'm fantasizing about moving back to New York. Would you believe it? Not that I'm ready to give up the wonders of California. Mind, where else can you go where you find so few restaurants in, let us say, a certain area of the Bay Area? There's more restaurants in one store down in the, I hate to say it, meatpacking district. I don't want to put it that way because in my day, the meatpacking district had a different connotation. As I came to the station today, one of the executives was leaving. She was rushing off to a lunch. I said, where are you going? She says, oh, I have an appointment in the meatpacking district. I turned red. I said, well, in my day, that had a different connotation. Well, she cracked up laughing. It's beautiful. I mean, it's really upscale. It's unbelievable, the meatpacking district. You say that in San Francisco, it has another meaning unto itself. I don't know, but it is the old meatpacking district. In one building, in the meatpacking whatever, meat district plant, there are more stores I've ever seen in the entire Marin County, California, in one building. And you walk into a fish market here, it smells fresh. You don't have to put a clothespin on your nose. Food is better here. Went to an Italian restaurant last night. I have nothing negative to say about my friends in San Francisco in the Italian restaurant business because they're all dead. No, a few of them are still living. I feel I can say things about them now because they're all dead. No, some of them are still. But there's something about eating in an Italian restaurant in New York City in the Upper East Side. My agent from Objective Entertainment got me the reservation. It's like all the chairs are like caneback chairs of the type that were thrown over when you get shot in The Godfather. You know, you can't find those chairs west of they're all here in this restaurant. These caneback chairs, right? They're easily thrown over and they don't break when someone comes in to execute you over the scungili. Brown to illegals, welcome to California. Yes, indeedy. If you have anything to say, it's 855-407-282. Well, let me begin at the beginning here, which is my headline. Obama is either uninformed or intellectually lazy when it comes to ISIS. It's in my latest newsletter, by the way, and I'm going to just read it to you because they're very short. Here's what I wrote. He's completely wrong. ISIS keeps declaring its intention to wipe out infidels. But you're not going to get the fiery rhetoric you need to hear from your churches. Those of you who are going to church on Sunday, God bless you. You'll sit there listening to the droning mumbo-jumbo from the pacified, feminized priests. That is if there are any priests who are men left. They'll tell you about the hungry and the poor and how you have to send care packages to Guatemala because of the starving children. The priests won't mention the decimation of the churches in the Middle East. They won't mention the new holy war that Christians are facing in this country and around the world. But it's the churches where I'd begin if I had any influence whatsoever. I'd like to speak to 1,000 priests and pastors and ministers at a time. I tell them that unless they awaken the Christians in this country, what is happening in Iraq could happen here. It's the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282. And by the way, can America survive another civil war? Can America survive another civil war? You say we're not going to have one, you're crazy, you're right-wing nut. We're already in a civil war. Obama has declared a political civil war against his political opponents, by the way. If this is not a civil war, I'd like to know what one looks like. I pray to God that my book, Stop the Coming Civil War, turns out to be complete fiction. It's a page turner from start to finish. It's a fervent warning. It offers you the savage truth. It's a call to action. It's to help you alert people to what is being done in the name of fairness. In fairness. You can pre-order Stop the Coming Civil War by going to BarnesandNoble.com. Again, the phone number here at WABC Studios is 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
As Commander-in-Chief, the security of the American people is my highest priority, and that's why, with the brutal terrorist group ISIL advancing in Iraq, I have authorized targeted strikes to protect our diplomats and military advisors.
Yay.
And let me say it again.
All right, great. All right, terrific. He's going to protect our diplomats. There's four diplomats he's going to protect. All right, I got it. He's the Commander-in-Chief. No one's better than him. Look, the guy is so committed. He came back from a golf vacation to give this speech. All right, let's go to the hot news. After all, this show is a news talk show. If you're driving around on a hot August day and you're listening to the Savage Nation, it's because you want to hear the news and my interpretation of it, right? I'll give you the news and my interpretation of it, as I've done for 20 years. Where should I begin? Brown says to illegals, welcome to California. Go to the top of the Drudge Report. What do you need me for with news? Just go to the internet. You don't need me for news. You need my interpretation of the news. To all of my loyal listeners here in New York, please stay away from me. Don't look for me. I'm sorry I told you I was at WABC. I'm going to sneak out through the back entrance. I'm going to go home through the meatpacking district. There's a special tunnel to the meatpacking district. I don't know where they came up with that name. Why do they call it the meatpacking? I know. They used to pack meat there. But I cannot believe how the city was saved. It's rescued. And by the way, I want to thank Bloomberg for that. We know de Blasio didn't save the city. Everything that Bloomberg did is just coming up roses. It's gorgeous. I mean, people are happy here. The crime is low. They cleaned it up. I mean, little by little, though, de Blasio is trying to bring the crime back. It's the kind of city that he knows. Did you see this story, by the way? Here's a crazy story. It's really not national or international news. It's not that important. But I want to pander to the lowest instincts that you possibly have. I picked up the New York Post. It says, dress the thrill at the Emmys. And next to it was this story. A sit storm diverts airliner. Call it the Battle of Wounded Knee. Two passengers, you see, on a United Airlines Newark to Denver flight fought bitterly over one's use of a knee defender, a $2,195 gadget that prevents the person in front of them from reclining in their seat. That the plane was diverted Sunday to Chicago. The two passengers, a man and a woman, both 48, were tossed off, said TSA spokesmouth Ross Feinstein. Listen to what happened. Are you ready for this? The fight started on the plane when the male passenger, seated in a middle seat of row 12, used a knee defender to stop the woman in front of him from reclining while he was on his laptop, said law enforcement sources. When a flight attendant asked the man to remove the device barred by major U.S. airlines, the man refused. The woman then stood up, turned around, and threw a cup of water at him. The FAA can impose a civil fine of up to $25,000 for passengers who were unruly. In this case, no arrest was made. Why not? Why would there be no arrest made? How about arresting both of these idiots? Both passengers were sitting in United's Economy Plus section, which has 4 more inches of leg room than the rest of coach. Great, that's just what you need. 4 more inches of leg room. That works well on a flight. I never heard of a knee defender. Have you? What is a knee defender? You can buy it? A knee defender stops the guy from tilting a seat? Okay, very good. I'm going to look for one of the... a store nearest me. 855-407-282. Let's go to a caller or two. The heck with it. It is a talk show. It is news talk. It is the Savage Nation. It is live. From WABC in New York. You know, I'm standing here looking right at the Empire State Building. And there's the building that produces all the propaganda that I've grown up on. The New York Times building is right out of that window. Right there. All of the propaganda produced that. I tell the truth that I don't even have one floor in that building. Pinchy Sulzberg has all those floors, and all he does is disseminate you-know-what. Horse dung. Howard on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation on Line 7.
Dr. Savage, I have to share with your listeners something that I witnessed in New York City yesterday on the BQE. I was
Wait, as long as you don't tell me how wonderful I am or come to your house for a corned beef sandwich, go ahead.
Ah, what do you know? You're eating Italian food in Manhattan.
I am. I ate really Italian with the cane-back chairs from The Godfather.
I have to laugh because this is really scary, and please don't move here because I'm leaving. Yesterday on the BQE, two Arabs pulled over in a car waving the ISIS flag and the Hamas flag and beeping their horns.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that America is so alert and awake to the internal enemy. That would be like the Gestapo. Well, back in the 1920s, when the Nazi Party was rising in Germany, there was a Bund meeting amongst American Nazis in Madison Square Garden, incidentally. 30,000 Nazis met in Manhattan in the 1930s. Do you know that?
I didn't.
See, that's the beauty of living in a free country. It's insane. It's the land of the free and the home of the brave. Isn't that wonderful? Did the NYPD notice the car, which grocery store they went back to?
It's scary. It's very scary.
Why, you think there are no fellow travelers you would like to cut your head off and see the city in flames? They're all over the place. But don't worry about it. Your Department of Homeland Security is on the lookout for a Christian who loves America and worships Jesus. Oh, they're on the ball with that one. If a returning military veteran shows up at JFK and he just came back from a war zone, he's right at the top of the list of the Department of Homeland Security, not the guys in the Belt Parkway with the ISIS flag. That's what you get when you have Hussein Obama in the White House. It is the Savage Nation. Let's go to some other breaking news. Howard, you're leaving the city. Where are you moving to? He's gone. All right, Donna, WABC New York City. No, we don't have the time. Sorry. That opens up one line at 855-407-282. It's 29 minutes after the hour on the News Talk Savage Nation show. Live from the land of the cane chair in the Italian restaurant.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
With a cohesive, comprehensive strategy, not only in Iraq, but also in Ukraine, also in other parts of the world. This is an administration which the kindest...
You know, I pray to God this lunatic doesn't run for the presidency. I don't think this country can take this guy. I mean, it's unbelievable. Welcome to the Savage Nation. We are in a news cycle here on the Savage Nation, and the news is that the president is again ordering half measures, if that, against ISIS. You're never going to defeat people who are 100% gung-ho and destroying everything around them, burying people alive, burning churches to the ground, raping, murdering, pillaging. You're not going to defeat them with half measures. In fact, half measures are worse than no measure at all. And now we have the military-industrial complex in the form of John McCain saying what? We should go to war with Russia in the Ukraine and go to war with whoever these guys are. Wherever they are. So who's in charge? Who's running the show? I have no idea. It doesn't seem like there's any leadership on either side of the aisle. And frankly, we the people know that. Am I wrong? You disagree with me? Where's the leadership? You got this old fool McCain who's dying for another war. It's the only thing he likes. I pray to God McCain doesn't jump into the fray again and run in the primaries and destroy the Republican Party once again. That's just what America needs, is him at this time. And then there's Romney the Schmendrick. Again, he was seen with Ryan. You hear? What a winning ticket that was. They lost last time. So who does he pick for a running mate? Ryan. Instead of Romney Rice, he picked Romney Ryan. I said, pick Condi Rice. As middle of the road she is. She's a woman. She's African-American. You might get 12 more votes. So to me, you're a Romney Ryan. What a hot ticket that is. I wouldn't even go to a wedding where they were. If Romney and Ryan were at a wedding, I would avoid the wedding. I'd send a gift. I'd send a $25 savings bond and avoid the wedding. What an interesting group, Romney and Ryan. Wow, you talk about check pants Republicans. You talk about country club Republicans. You talk about an image problem. Has anyone told them that two white guys who
who are for amnesty are not going to work for the Republican base? Who's on the phone here? Donna, WABC in New York City. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Welcome back, Michael. Is America waiting for Obama to admit that he is an Islamic cult like our enemies? Because if he's not going to admit it, at least by his actions, we could define him as that, because he's helping them more than helping or protecting his own nation. And my second thought is...
Well, I don't think you're the only one with that opinion. I mean, something is screwy about this whole situation. He's let them run wild through the whole area. And now what, he's going to use air surveillance?
Well, Michael, I think Americans are afraid to admit that we have an enemy in the White House. Because what are we going to do about it?
Here's my opinion on this. It doesn't matter whether he really is a double agent, a secret agent. His actions are what matter, and his actions are dangerous. I think that's the situation. It doesn't matter what he is. His actions are not very pronounced with regard to stopping these maniacs. I think that's what the Americans are afraid of.
Well, and there's nothing we can do to stop the course of events.
Well, no, because there's no opposition party and no press. I mean, in my day, there'd be a newspaper that would be screaming, who's in charge? Banner headlines, too little, too late. The newspaper men used to take control of the issues. Banner headlines, too little, too late, Obama to offer airstrikes against ISIS. They would be screaming, but we don't have men in the news media anymore. We have a group of pacified human beings who are on message with the White House, period. We have no opposition party. By the way, where is Boehner? Has anyone seen him? He's still on vacation in Jacksonville, building up, getting ready for the condo retirement. Where is this guy? I mean, the world's falling apart. They're still on vacation.
That's right.
So what I'm saying is you don't have to accuse Obama of being a fellow traveler with the radical elements of Islam. You don't have to go that far. All you have to do is say, wait a minute, it doesn't matter what he is. His actions may as well indicate that is what you're saying, Donna. Isn't that right?
Going to go further. I think he actually is.
Right. You're going to go further because you don't have a radio show and advertisers, and I'm not going to go further. But I truly don't know. And frankly, you're going to say, come on, I'm just pandering right now. I have met Muslims who hate radical Islamists. Do you understand there are most Muslims hate radical Islamists? You don't want to believe that. I know that there are people who want to say all Muslims are this, all Muslims are that. But that's like saying all Jews are this. All Irish are this. All Christians are this. It's crazy. Thanks, Donna. Thanks for the call. I have a Muslim guy. He's not my friend. He owns a Persian restaurant in San Francisco. I used to hang around with him once in a while. We laugh a lot together. He's exactly like we are. He likes a good time. He likes a glass of wine. He likes a joke. So he says to me, there's a saying that we have in the Muslim community. He's a restaurant owner. I said, what's the saying? He says, when Jews fast, Muslims starve. I mean, it's an hysterically funny line. And what it means is that when Jews fast, they don't go to the Muslim restaurants for a meal. And it's a funny thing to, but it's funny. I mean, the guy is just like you and I. He wants the white picket fence. He has a wife and children. You can't say he wants to, Allah, you know, blow the world up. It's not what he wants. He wants more customers in his Persian restaurant. Does that make sense to anybody? Does anyone want to hear this? I think people just want to hear the opposite. Like, all Muslims are this, all Jews are that, all Christians are that. You know what I mean? You know where that gets us. We know where that goes. In fact, I'll stop right there and take another call. How about amnesty for illegal aliens? How do you feel about that? That the wonderful psychotics who are running this country, the wonderful people like Governor Jerry Brown, Barack Obama, literally answer to Mexico and the Mexican front groups like La Raza, which means the race. Can you imagine if there was a white group called the race? You'd have the Ku Klux Klan, wouldn't you? So what is this, the Brown Klux Klan? La Raza is a brown supremacist organization. It stands for that. It does not stand for anything but that. And we have a governor who panders to them, and they're welcoming them to California. We have a president who's about to announce amnesty, and I predicted this last week. Remember I said that the last week in August is very much like a Friday news dump? Like the bad news is what they dump on a Friday night when everyone's out in the Hamptons or gone on vacation? That's what the last week in August is. It's a bad week. No one's listening. Like right now, I probably have 1,200 listeners across the country as opposed to 3 million. I'm joking. I don't know what the number is. But it's a very small audience this week. So what is Obama going to do? He's going to do a sneak attack. It's like Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor's coming this week. You want to comment on that? How you feel about that? What's the latest news? Russians now. My problem. The Russians crossed into Ukraine. That's my business. Is that my business? I should care that the Russians went into the Ukraine? All of these morons from one think tank after another talking about Russian tanks crossed the Ukraine. I'm more concerned about the U.S. tanks that were stolen by ISIS because the cowards in the Iraqi military abandoned them and left them on the field. When I see ISIS members driving my tanks, I get sick to my stomach. It makes me sick. I'm going to worry about the Russians in their sphere of influence. This is crazy. The whole world's upside down, and there's a reason for it. Because Obama in Wonderland is the reason for it. It's Obama in Wonderland. Something you won't hear on Fox News. They're nice people, by the way. I have nothing but good things to say about all the nice people on Fox News who I'm going to see tomorrow night. Two of them exactly. No, I actually have friends at Fox News. They won't admit it, though. They're afraid of alienating Rupert Murdoch. 85. I actually was a friend of Rupert Murdoch in one of the books I wrote. I got nothing for it. A lot of good it did me. 855-407-282. By the way, did you ask me about the earthquake? No. Why? Because I wasn't on the air after the earthquake. I'll make it simple. Everyone's asking me in New York, how'd the earthquake affect you when you're in California? I said, well, I was in bed. I felt the bed move, and I said, wait a minute, I didn't have an orgasm. I mean, you know, the earth moved under my feet. Couldn't have been that. I said, did the dog jump onto the bed? Couldn't have been that. He was with the dog. So I said, wait a minute, this is an earthquake. If this goes, I'm liable to wind up in the bay. So I'm getting an ark built next to my house, like a savage ark. It's going to be tethered to the house. That's smart. So if the house falls in the bay, it pulls the boat down in the... I'm trying to figure that out. How do I do that? I put a boat next to the house in case I need an escape if it gets flooded, and right, if I'm right on the water. It pulls the boat down as it sinks. So the answer is I'll have a 70-foot line because it'll only go down 10 feet. And then I'll have a knife on the raft, and I'll paddle away in my flannel pajamas, and I'll be safe. God. Good God. Yeah, well, anyway, the earth moved under my feet, and I was alone. What do you think of that? 855-407-282. It is freaky to be in an earthquake. An earthquake it is. Just what California needs now is 30 million illegal aliens to go on the welfare rolls. We're doing so well, we can really afford them, Governor Brown. What would you like to talk about? Misty on KSFO in San Francisco. Line 3, go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for your voice.
You better thank God for my voice because it's not mine.
Well, your prophetic gifting from God. Thank you for that.
All right, whatever.
Everything that's going on with ISIS, I agree with you. I believe that things are going to go down in this country that are going to be so serious, and people are not listening. I wanted to ask if you wouldn't mind reading. I know sometimes you read from the Bible every now and again. If you might read Matthew 24 sometime. And I also had one other thing to say in reference to all the illegals he's letting in. I believe that's a setup so that he can let a lot of ISIS just come right into the
country. So you're one of those people who believe he's working with our enemy. That's what you're saying.
Well, I think it's one of two ways. I think he's either just stupid and he's such a narcissist that he's just, you know, doesn't get the spiritual war, or he could be part of the bigger...
Well, it is a religious war. I mean, anyone who says it isn't doesn't know history and doesn't know what's going on. This is a continuation of the religious war between Islam and Christianity. This has been going on for thousands of years. They were the ones who initiated the First Crusade. And most liberals would say, well, every time you talk about this, they say, oh, well, the Christians killed so many during the Crusades. They don't understand that the First Crusade was an Islamic crusade against Christians. And the Crusades, as we know them, where Christians were involved, were counter-crusades to recapture land stolen by the Muslims. We are going through another Muslim crusade against everyone on earth. And by the way, it's not just against Christians. It's against Jews. It's against Hindus. It's against Buddhists. Take a look at Thailand. Take a look at Burma. Wherever you look, it seems to be radical Muslims who can't get along with their neighbor. What does that tell us? It tells us we have a problem, but I don't want to get hung up on this. What's in the breaking news department? Everything that I've told you and more. The phone number is 855-407-282. We're talking about very serious issues. Maybe they're too heavy for you. We're talking about war with Syria on Syria's side now, not against them. Now we're for them and we're with them against ISIS. No one knows who ISIS is. I don't like their name. I don't like the ISIS, ISIL. Obama changed ISIS to ISIL. Who gave him that idea? How'd they go from ISIS to ISIL? You say ISIS, it sounds friendly, doesn't it? I'll have some ISIS, please. You want the lemon or do you want the strawberry? I'll have the, give me the lemon ISIS, yeah. So when you say ISIS, like a friendly name, I don't use ISIS. So Obama says, let's change it to something else. Let's change it to ISIL. That sounds like icicle. Everyone likes icicles. That's another name that's not right. How about Islamofascists? Does that work? That sort of describes what they are. They're Islamic terrorists who are fascists. Yes? Good. Let's use that. No, let's go to ISIL or ISIS. So they sound kind of warm and friendly. Maybe they could do a cartoon show. They can create a teddy bear, the ISIS teddy bear. It buries all the other teddy bears alive. And then it gives them hugs, yes, under the sand. Buries them alive and then gives them a little hug under the sand. Can we get on to another topic? WBAP in Dallas, Texas. Jay, thank you for calling the great National Savage Nation on Line 9. Go ahead, please.
Well, Dr. Savage, two things. You are lighting up the metropolis down here, DFW area, with your fresh new show. I want to thank you very much. You're turning heads down here.
Jay, I want to say this. It's interesting. You know, I'm new to BAP in Dallas. It's only been since January. It's one of the great Cumulus heritage stations. But I'm going to make my show more news-oriented. I tend to do news, but I also tend to go off on, stream of consciousness, which I'm going to continue to do because it's my show. That's what I do. But it's all going to be news-related because the news is too hot right now, Jay.
Right. Well, we would love to have you come down here and do an in-person thing. I mean,
do you have a meatpacking district down there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll pay for it myself if I have to.
Well, that's a double connotation. I mean,
secondly, on the immigration reform, you remember several years back, we had over 500,000 just come out of woodwork and get in front of our city hall, you know, who are the illegal aliens and stuff. And our infrastructure here cannot take any more. I don't think people...
Well, where are the environmentalists who scream about infrastructure and carrying capacity? Remember in the 80s? All the environmentalists were trying to do was stop growth in America, saying, oh, the carrying capacity, we can't carry that. We need a lower ZPG, lower population. How come they're all for illegal immigrants? Where'd they go? Where'd they come? Where'd they go all of a sudden, the environmentalists? They should be the ones screaming about the flood of illegals, but they're nowhere to be seen.
I agree with you, but like our public hospitals and welfare system, we're just maxed out.
That's right. You are maxed out. All of the border states, the hospitals have been decimated. The schools are decimated. Why is it that California, which once had the highest rating of schools in the country, if not the world, is now at the bottom? One of the lowest in the world, let alone the nation. How much money goes for English as a second language in California? Too much. How much time is spent on that garbage? You know, my father was an immigrant. He came from Russia, didn't speak a word of English. They didn't have Russian language classes for him with a special teacher. It was either sink or swim. Either you learned English and moved along, or you dropped out of school and you ran a push cart. Now they catered to them, and the kids here in this country are pushed aside. What kind of leadership is that? It's the Savage Nation. We're moving up to the next break here on the News Talk show that you've come to love across the country. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. The Mexican president has said the United States is the other Mexico. You heard me. How do you feel about that? Enrique Peña Nieto says this is the other Mexico. Enrique Peña Nieto says that the United States, home to 11 million Mexican immigrants. First of all, they're lying. The government has never told us the truth about anything on a fiscal level or anything. 11 million is the number they've been using for 10 years. I've been calling it 30 million because they usually lie about everything at least by a triple, one way or the other. So how do you feel about that? Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto kicked off a two-day tour of California with a speech to Mexican immigrants in L.A. in which he pledged to make life better for his countrymen living on both sides of the border. He ought to start in his own country, then they wouldn't be coming here. This is not the other Mexico. America is not the other Mexico. What is he kidding? He entered a ballroom with the colors of the Mexican flag, the thunderous applause and shouts of bienvenidos. I wonder if they would cheer if they held up an American flag in Mexico. Thank you, Jerry Brown. We all love you. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Along the byway. And more, much more than this, I did it my way. Who wrote this? Much more than this, I did. I like the part where he says, I've been a puppet, a poet, a pauper, a pawn, and a king. I changed pawn to prawn. I've been a prawn and a king. Where is the prawn and the king? I had good. I asked in the Italian restaurant with the mafia chairs last night, do you have prawns? He said, no, we have shrimp. They don't have prawns in Italian restaurants. You've never heard of them. That's so Chinese, prawns. It's like, no, prawns was like a bad thing to say in there. I said, do you have any New Zealand white wine? They looked at me like they were going to get out a stiletto from the back room. They said, no, we have Italian wine. I said, okay, I'll take whatever it is. Whatever you charge me is okay. I had the Gavi di Gavi. Not bad. So here we are in hour number two. Obama's about to flood America with illegal aliens during the last week of August at the Hotel Ozone. ISIS is now, I don't know, he's against them? Is he against them now? He was for them, now he's against them. Obama was for ISIS now that he's before he was against them. What do I mean by that? Think about it. I'm trying to be comedic in the political arena because it's the end of August and I know your focus is off. But listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Let me be very clear. He was for ISIS before he was against ISIS. Why do I say that? They are the rebels in Syria that we were told we were supporting with weapons. They are the rebels that the CIA was allegedly supplying weapons to for the last 3 years. We're not supposed to know that. They are the rebels that John foaming at the mouth McCain has been screaming need to be supported. Remember they told us there were good rebels and bad rebels? And I said, are you crazy? There are 100 different groups in Syria fighting Assad of 1,000 men each. And of those 100 groups, some of them are the most vicious murderers on the planet. Those are the ISIS people who are now our enemy. We've been supplying them with weapons. Okay, you're right. We were given the weapons to the good rebels in Syria. And let me ask you, who do you think got the weapons? The nice teachers and the lawyers and the doctors who were standing up to Assad, they had their heads cut off and the weapons were stolen by these characters. So now they're our worst enemy, and who's going to be our ally? Assad, the man we've been trying to destroy, who knew how to control them. You know, Assad, a strong man, a maniac, he knew how to keep these people under control. But we have these college morons in the White House. Oh, we need democracy. We need Arab Spring. How'd that work out in all the countries where we've tried it? How the Arab Spring work in Libya? How the Arab Spring work in Iraq? How the Arab Spring work in Egypt? It doesn't work. This is something a college person would think up, Arab Spring. I called it an Arab winter about a month after I saw what was really happening. So here we are again. Here we are again, all over again. Play my way for me, would you please? I don't want to do politics for a minute or two. I'll do the news. I'm not going to do politics. I am standing here in the studios in the 90,000th floor. You know, I grew up in this city, and I haven't been here for so long, it's actually a thrill. This part of the city I hated as a child. It was dirty. Clean, though. I miss the porno shops over on 10th Avenue. Where'd they all go? They cleaned them up. They lost the whole flavor. Where do you think kids went when they were kids? They would come to Manhattan. What'd they come for? Disneyland? They came for the seedy stuff. We really did. We take the subway and we hang around looking for, like, the bad guys. They're all gone. They're all working in government now. That opens up a line to my brain at 855-407-282. Well, you want to talk about amnesty for illegal aliens? You want to talk about amnesty for ISIS? You want to talk about Italian food? Tonight I'm having Chinese. I know it's not going to be any good. I know it's no good. New York Chinese food doesn't compare to San Francisco Chinese food. In San Francisco, I eat in a Hakka Chinese restaurant. Hakka. They cook in a clay pot. They cook on the run. Here it's Mandarin, you know, greasy. I might have a duck. That's about it. Why am I telling you what I'm having for dinner? It's all anyone thinks about on vacation is, right? Where are you going to eat? My son hates me. He's getting mad at me. He's gagging on dinner last night. He just couldn't eat anymore. I said, well, where do you want to have dinner tomorrow night? He says, are you out of your mind? We just ate. I can't think. I said, no, but I have to book something now. He said, what's wrong with you? He said, we just ate. We're gagging. We're looking for an Uber cab in the street. And I'm talking about the next meal. And he's saying, are you nuts? So I said, okay, I'll leave you alone. It's a different generation. They don't plan like this. So what happens? We're having breakfast. I said, where do you want to have dinner? He said, you're doing it to me again. We're having breakfast. What are you talking about dinner? I'm gagging on the breakfast food. I said, if I don't book it now, you're not going to get a seat tonight. It's New York City. It's jammed. You know, it's like two worlds right now. No one knows about ISIS. You look at the street. People are playing. They're partying, having a good time, bicycling, running. I got up 6 o'clock in the morning near the meatpacking district. And people were coming home from their parties in the meatpacking district. They were running on the bike path, running and bicycling, 6 o'clock in the morning, running and bicycling. How do people do this at 6 o'clock in the morning? I never ran at 6 o'clock in the morning when I was younger, and I'm still living. I personally think anyone who runs at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to the gym at 5 in the morning, are they really going to live after 50, past 50? Is there any proof that exercising like this at 6 in the morning, when most normal people turn over for like their beauty rest, are they actually going to be healthier? They look better than I do. I got to admit that. They're thinner, they're leaner, they look better, they're thinner and they're tighter, and their abs show and their delts and their melts and their schmelts show. But the fact is, we don't know through any experimental reality whether they're going to live past the age of 49. I'm going to run at 5 o'clock in the morning. They're looking at the watch, running, sweating, bicycling. You get killed on a bike path down there near the meatpacking district. For some people, it would be a blessing if they walked in front of a speeding bicycle. That's a horrible way to die. I knew a guy in the radio business. No, Sanchez was crossing the Embarcadero by the ferry building. Those people are animals in San Francisco. They kill you there for a blink of an eye. They were shooting the wrong way. She looks to the right, he killed her from the left. That's what goes on today. And I'm a bicyclist. I don't know why people do this with their machines. Cops ought to be tougher with them, but half the people on the bikes are cops who are off duty. People ask me, how come they don't control the motorcycles in cities that make so much noise? Why don't the cops do anything about those loud motorcycles? The answer is because most of them are off-duty cops in loud Harleys. That's the answer. They like making noise after work. That's how they get their frustrations out from the ACLU, which controls them. They can't beat people up and arrest them as they should when required. So what are people calling about now in the Savage Nation? We got a terrorist this, amnesty that, Obama this, Obama that. Does anyone want something humorous on the Savage Nation, or you want breaking news? You want me to kill myself with news? I'll give you news. Here's the breaking news on the Savage Nation. It's sort of the same news from the beginning of the show. Governor Brown says to illegals, welcome to California. Well, let's go down to the Drudge Report. Let's see what else. Oh, here's a big story. How many months have I been telling you that Warren Buffett is one of the biggest con men in the world, in my mind? Watch out for guys who are worth trillions of dollars and they drive like an old Buick and they wear a tattered suit and they live in an old house somewhere in Omaha. That's all PR, you know, like, how do you know that? I want you to pay your fair share of taxes. I think too many billionaires and millionaires get away with. That's all we heard from, right? Meanwhile, he's paying 15%. I'm paying 39%. He's paying 15%. So now what, we wake up to this news. Did you hear this story? The railroad cars are so jammed with oil from Canada, we can't move grain. Take a guess whose railroad line is running in the oil from Canada, from the Alberta Tar Springs, to our refineries. Warren Buffett's. Take a guess who opposes the Keystone XL pipeline, which could bring that oil from Canada instead of bringing it on railroad cars at a premium price. Buffett is against the Keystone XL pipeline, which means his puppet, Obama, is against the Keystone XL pipeline. So if you think that any of this has nothing to do with money, you don't know what's really going on. Most of what you see in the news is hard for you to analyze unless you ask yourself one primary question. It really does help you figure it out. Follow the money. Where's the money involved in all of this? So you say, well, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. Does that explain ISIS? Does that explain illegal aliens? Yes. It's basically all about money. If you were to follow the costs involved in either fighting these head-cutting maniac Islamofascists, you say, well, wait a minute, how does that work that you bring in illegal aliens? How is that good for the economy? The answer is it isn't. It's not good for the economy. It's very good for those people in the middle who are making fortunes on the illegal alien system. I'll give you an example. Remember when the kids from Guatemala and El Salvador were being flooded over the border by the trainload? Remember, I found for you an RFP, a request for proposals that was put up by the U.S. government last January asking for companies to supply food, housing, clothing, transportation for the illegal kids. The government was planning it. And then that moron, Glenn Beck, remember him? He was going to supply them with food and teddy bears. These kids were so fat when they were coming over the border, they were rejecting the tamales the U.S. government was giving them. But he was saying they were starving. You need compassion for them. Right, sure, I really believe him. No, they were not starving. They're coming here in order to capitalize on the systems. You say, well, who benefits from that? Where's the money involved? How do people make money on the hordes of illegal aliens that are in the country and coming in here? All you got to do is add up who's providing the services. Then you'll find out where the money is. It's not about the nation. It's not about the taxpayers' needs or wishes. It's about the special interests who are making trillions of dollars off the trade in the illegal alien amnesty racket. It's the illegal alien mafia that's making the fortune. It has nothing to do with the country. The country could go to heck for all they care. So if you want to analyze what's really going on and make it simple for yourself, always ask yourself, someone must be making money off this story. Where? Where's the money? So let me give you an example again. Let's go back to one of the stories here. Again, we're going to the Drudge Report because I use it all the time. It's not the only site I use, but it's very convenient right now. Slim Al Sharpton mocks the overweight. Now, where's the money for that? Where's the money for that? How does a man who steams up one race against another make money? Very easily, by steaming up one race against another. Ukraine, Russian forces cross border in tanks. Okay, you're telling me that's not about money? It's only about money. Why would Putin invade the Ukraine? It's all about money. Ukraine, rich in potential energy resources for Russia. Also, if the EU and the United States get all of Ukraine, they could cripple the Russian economy by competing with the Russian energy sector. So it's in his national interest to make certain that he keeps his country alive. So he's going to use his military the way the military has always been used for commercial reasons, by the way. Tell me when a military has not been used for commercial reasons. It's always been about power and money. So any story that appears in any news article or whatever, if you analyze it from the point of view of the economics or the fiscal relationships, you'll be able to understand the news better, and I'll help you through that. I'll guide you through that. Or would you like I talk about the Chinese restaurant I'm going to go to tonight? Because I'm not going to tell you. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Each time I find myself flat on my face.
Flat on my
it
face.
It is the Savage Nation live from WABC Studios.
And get back
high atop
in the rain.
Madison Square Garden in New York City. That's the sound of one hand clapping here. I'm on vacation, but I came in just for you. The news is so horrible that I figured most of you would go into rehab if you didn't hear my voice. I mean, 7 days without Savage is bad withdrawal for most people who are addicted to my show. And frankly, I needed you. How much vacation can I take? How many Italian meals are there in the world? How many Chinese meals can a man eat? We're talking about the horrible news out there. I mean, from Mexican illegal aliens overrunning the country with the help from our government, to this government who was for ISIS, now they're against ISIS. The people can't take it. So you look around and you see the average person, basically they ignore the news. That's the truth. And I'll tell you, sometimes, look, I see it where I live, but you have to come to a place like Manhattan to really see it. You see millions of people, pizza on their shoes, Coca-Cola running down on their slacks, bums, no bums, limousines, subways, cars, buses. No one cares about politics. The average man is just like ancient Rome. The ancient Romans, it was said, did not care about what the legions were doing in Germania or where the legions were or what they were doing. They cared about the pebble in their shoe. And what did that mean? This was written by Cato the Elder, the historian of ancient Rome. He said the average Roman cares about the pebble in his shoe. What does that mean? The price of meat, the price of bread, the price of milk. That's what he cared about. He cared about what the tax collector wanted from him. That's what the average man cares about today, by the way. He's too busy. He doesn't care. You think a cab driver here, the guy who's busting his behind working for a taxi company all day and driving Uber at night, You know, I've been in three Uber cars and three taxis. They all say the same thing. These guys work 20 hours a day. And they're all immigrants, by the way, the hardworking people. I saw one from Ethiopia. I saw another guy from Turkey. And you get to talk to these people. They're all very interesting people. And they're all interested to find out that I was an immigrant son who was born here. It's very interesting. They ask me about, well, what was New York when your father came here? Don't think it's so different. They all want the same thing. They want a little attached house in Queens. They want their kids to go to a safe school where the kids are not going to get into trouble, right? And then they want to retire to Florida and die of a heart attack. I mean, that's the way of the American way of life. It's true. It's the way of all flesh. They want to live long enough to die of a heart attack, let's say, over the age of 60. Let's put it to you that way. That's what I meant. They don't want to die from poverty and a broken heart in the, you know, in the new land here. It's an amazing city, and you look at wherever you look, something was built with an immigrant's money. But that's the difference. It's not like we're a nation of immigrants and say, oh, well, it's the same. It's not the same. Why is it not the same as the slogan on the Statue of Liberty, which says, give me your tired, you're poor, and you're hungry? Answer, it was not a welfare state. What they meant was, yeah, give me your tired, you're poor, and you're hungry so they could work in my needle factory for nothing a day so I could make $1 billion a year and retire in Boca Raton with 12 mistresses and 14 wives. That's what they wanted, the poor and the hungry and the tired, to exploit them in the garment center, right? Now it's like, give me your tired, you're poor, and you're hungry so I can make the whole country tired, poor, and hungry. Give me your tired, you're poor, and you're hungry so I can bust the nation and bust it out. Like a Sopranos, like a bad Sopranos show. This country has become like the sporting goods store that the mafia took over, that they're selling the goods out of the back room. And they're selling the credits for airline tickets. That's what this country has become
like. Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Immigrants who yearn to breathe free. Our founding ideals inspire the oppressed across the globe to reach for their own liberty.
Yeah, with a head cutter.
That's what America is.
What a bunch of garbage. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Listen to this rubbish. He's about to grant amnesty to leeches. Our freedoms and opportunities attract immigrants who yearn to breathe free. What does that mean? I want to tell you, I am the son of an immigrant, and I'm very proud of that fact. But not all generations of immigrants are the same. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, the immigrants of my father's day came here without welfare. There was no welfare waiting for them. So people call and say, oh, listen, Savage. Emma Lazarus wrote, right, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, where Obama just got that phrase from. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Well, what did that mean? He wanted the tired and the poor to come to America, the huddling masses. Yeah, they wanted them then to fill up the factories and work for nothing an hour. That's how the garment center ran, on immigrant labor. Mainly it was Jews living 16 to a room, living in abject poverty. No one was on welfare because there was no welfare. So if you're going to say to me that we want to give to all of these immigrants the same opportunity, I would say, fine, what opportunity? Give them the opportunity, but don't give them welfare. If you cut the welfare out, meaning the free medical, the free legal, the free housing, the free cell phones, the free legal, how many of them are going to really want to come to this wonderful land of ours? No nation can survive 35 to 40 million illegal aliens and the chain migration which will follow if it is a welfare state. There's no other country on earth that would permit this. No other nation on earth except one that wants to commit total suicide. So again, if you're confused and you say, give me your tired, your poor and your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, and that's on the Statue of Liberty, you're right. Technically, you're right. But again, remember, there was no welfare in America at that time. They worked like slaves in factories. They worked like slaves, not only in the garment center. They worked in the building trades. Wherever there was terrible labor to be done, they did it. And they worked for very little money. Irish, Italian, Polish, Lithuanian, German, it didn't matter. You know what I'm talking about. Everyone listening to the show has an ancestor who was an immigrant, but they were not on welfare. There was no welfare. So don't tell me that the Mexicans and the Guatemalans and the El Salvadors and the Chinese who are being ushered in now by the great Obama are coming here yearning to work so hard. They're yearning to breathe free. Hey, the word free is what's operational here. Listen, play it again. Play Obama's speech again about free. Listen. Listen
our freedoms and opportunities attract immigrants who yearn to breathe free.
Yeah,
our
they
founding
want to breathe
ideals
free,
inspire
and they want to eat free. They want to go to the hospital free. They want to drive free. Oh, yeah, they want to go to court free. They don't just want to breathe free, Mr. Obama. But I got to pay for it, not you. 855-407-282. This is the Savage Nation. We're looking at the breaking news, and that's a breaking news story. In case you've just tuned in, you're listening to the live edition of the Savage Nation. Right now I'm live from WABC Studios in New York City, which is a big thrill for me. In a sense that I grew up in the city, big deal, so did 25,000,000 other people. But for me, it's a big deal because I don't live here anymore. But I really have never left New York. Oh, I live in San Francisco, but that's like living nowhere in many ways. It's beautiful. God, is the Bay Area beautiful. It's so beautiful, you can faint from it every day. You can faint from boredom. You can faint from the fact that there's no food to eat. You can faint from the fact that people don't talk. You can faint from the fact that if you tell a joke, people look at you like you're crazy and they want to call 911. It's amazing. In New York, you could tell a joke to an immigrant from Ethiopia who's here 2 minutes and he can understand you. How is that? How is it that I could tell a joke to someone who hardly speaks English and he gets the joke? In California, I could talk to people who were born there. I tell them a joke. They look at me like I'm nuts for even bothering to tell them a joke. So why do you stay there? Who knows? Well, that's one of the... It's one of the confounding miracles of my life. I don't know why I stay there. I have no idea. Well, the answer is I own property there, and I'm used to it. I'm used to being depressed and rejected. Why would I want to leave a place where I'm so depressed and rejected all the time that it motivates me to get up every day and get even with them on the radio? I mean, if I moved back here, think about it. I have my agent, my publishers, my friends, my family. I'd go out every night. I have friends. I wouldn't be alone for 2 minutes. I would be unable to do radio. I'd have nobody to hate. I'd have no angst. The truth is there'd be no angst or anger left in me. I'd have nothing. I'd be enjoying myself. Cobblestone streets, beautiful tree-lined streets, good Italian food, good Chinese food. Why would I want to ever be on the radio after that? I'd want to be an average person who doesn't know anything about the world. One of the low-information voters who has no idea what's going on around him. 855-487-282 is the phone number. Pot soda hits shelves. That's in the drudgery food. Pot soda hits shelves. That's going to really help a new generation to be free, isn't it? You know what? Give your child pot soda and see how well they do in life. Get back to me in 20 years. Cannabis-infused fizzy drinks on sale in U.S. 10 milligrams of marijuana in cherry, lemon, or pomegranate flavor. I hear they have one called the Obama. It has more than 10 milligrams of marijuana in the flavor that is offered in his drink. This guy may as well be stoned for what he does. I mean, first, he's against, first, he is for ISIS because they're the rebels. And we're supplying the rebels, wink, wink, with weapons. That went on for 2 years now. Ask anyone who's in the defense industry. We were supplying weapons to the rebels against the evil Assad. Now that they got so powerful that they're threatening to take over the whole Middle East, now they're our enemy. So what drugs is the Obama administration on? Can anyone tell me? It couldn't be cranberry juice. It has to be cranberry something or something with cranberry because it doesn't make sense. Unless cranberries have become psychedelic, they can't be on cranberry juice. A cannabis-infused fizzy drink is now selling in the state of Washington as part of the ever-expanding U.S. market for illegal pot products. Great. That'll really help the suicide rate in Washington state. The highest suicide rate in the country is Washington. Let's see what happens in about 5 years when they have a cannabis-infused soda pop. You think your child will be able to do computing skills better on marijuana than they are doing now? If your child's having trouble doing mathematical and scientific programs, are they going to be able to do better on a cannabis-infused drinks or worse? I mean, you can't figure that one out? All right, you got the picture. You got my opinion. Now let's go to some callers. Where do I go for a call here? Let's go to WFTL. Mark, line 6. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Mike. I was listening to this admiral give a press conference about how we're going to be surveilling ISIS and find out more about them, and we're learning more about them every day and all this other nonsense. They just got several $1 billion of our military equipment. This admiral knows damn well how that happened and why they have our military equipment. The other
issue... They're driving M1A Abrams tanks.
Much fuel they use. And the tankers that they're going to be shipping the fuel in, we could have blown them off the road months ago, because when they came down from the Turkish border, of course, with the help of Turkey, obviously, and they covered the 300 to 400 miles to Baghdad, they were an easy target, just like Saddam Hussein's army was when we went in there.
That's right. Remember the highway of death when we blew up every piece of armored equipment he had? Why were our warplanes not blowing up these tanks and armored personnel carriers? Do you have an answer to that?
Yes, because the oligarchy running this country didn't want that to happen. The fact that they gave them all of our billions of dollars worth of military equipment, however many billions that comes to, and now they're in a position where they could tell us they need more billions to replace that equipment. So,
oh, wait a minute. Why would our oligarchs want ISIS, the headcutters, the Islamofascists, to have our tanks?
That's a good question. Obviously, they want them to become more powerful. They want to use what we've done in foreign policy is we play one group against the other. In other words, they wanted desperately to have a Muslim Brotherhood dictator in every country surrounding Israel. So they
right, but why would Obama and his minions of Israel haters want to have a Muslim Brotherhood-like operative force surrounding Israel? Answer: to destroy Israel.
That plus also to pressure and threaten Israel to make concessions.
That's right. Obama wants to win another Nobel Prize, this time for severing Israel in half.
It appears that.
Remember, the left wing has a certain set of agenda items, and one of them is to make certain that Israel no longer exists in the powerful state that it currently is. That is one of their gigantic dreams, is to see Israel weakened to the point that it is a pure vassal state of the United States of America. That not a piece of matzah is baked in Israel without the approval of the State Department.
Well, basically, they would like that, just like they have here. We have a puppet form of government. They put this stupid puppet in the White House named Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, I disagree with you. I never underestimate this man. He's so stupid he became president. I mean, he's not stupid. Don't make that mistake.
Well, then
he's playing them pretty good. He's playing them pretty good. The oligarchs, by the way, thought they were playing him. He's playing them right now. So I have to disagree with you on that point. I thank you very much. How do you like the show coming out of New York? Does it sound good?
The food? Yes.
No, not the food. The show.
Oh, your show sounds great. I thought I heard food. I'm sorry.
No, this is live and powerfully local out of the ABC studios here atop Madison Square Garden. In fact, right after the show is over, I'm going downstairs for a sumo match. I'm going to be wrestling my number one competitor here in New York City in a sumo match. We're both going to waddle out on the stage and kick the sand back, and we're going to see who the last man standing. 855-407-2822. It's the Savage Nation. WABC, right here in New York City. Dennis, go ahead, please.
Michael, your show sounds great. Welcome to New York. I hope you stay. And the bread is great here because we're very liberal. We make good bread in liberal neighborhoods.
Yeah, I said that. There's a quotient I developed that the higher the liberal quotient, the higher the LQ in America, the better the bread and the better the coffee. And the lower the liberal quotient, the meaning more conservative is, the bread is like a piece of straw, and all it is coffee. There's no cappuccino, there's no macchiato, there's no nothing. Like you go to North Dakota, you know what you get? White bread and Denny's coffee. That's it.
That's it. So listen, I call about the Mexicans. I live in Park Slope, and Sunset Park is the next town, and it's very Mexican there, and I don't have a problem with them. This part of the country, they seem to all work, go to church. They don't beg for money.
I agree with you. It looks like that, but it's not. That's not the whole picture. They are wonderful people. Who does not like hardworking people? We all love that. We all see ourselves in them. And we all know they're the ones who are cleaning the dishes, baking the food, baking the bread. We see it. We're not blind, but that's not the whole picture. The whole picture is, if this guy is making, let's say, $15 an hour, pick a subject, busboy, second cook in a restaurant, right? And he's making 15 bucks an hour. But he has numerous children at home. He has a wife at home who's not working. How much are the social services costing us to keep that family going? Does anyone do that math? That's the point.
No, that's true.
That's what I'm trying to say to you. It's not about Mexican people per se. They're wonderful people. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I mean, I'm not saying it just to sound like a Mr. Liberal here, and I want to get along with everyone. I would like to get along with everyone. I am asking people to listening to the show to say, before you say, yeah, I'm for amnesty or against it, ask yourself fiscally, can we afford it? Just think. Who's paying for the hospitalization? That's the thing. Who's paying for these things? But I hear what you're saying. I mean, the sentiment is there. The sentiment is there. I know a lot of guys from Guatemala who are the most wonderful people on earth. They'd stand up for you in 10 seconds. They hardly know me. They would go to battle for me. Never underestimate a guy who's 5'1" from Guatemala, by the way. That's another mistake people can make. Say, oh, look at the little guy from Guatemala. Isn't he cute? They think they're like, you know, like a midget. You know how tough these guys are? Think about what they went through to get here. That's number one. But number two, they are tough as nails, these people. Never forget that either. Wouldn't it be beautiful, though, if we had a system of immigration that was legal, that was based upon the rational need for certain sectors of performance? How many engineers do we need? How many this do we need? How many that do we need? How many can we afford? I mean, that's called a rational immigration policy. But to open it up and say, give me amnesty to everyone here, does that mean that the one-third of prisoners who are in our prisons, who are illegal aliens, are going to be granted amnesty as well? Is that part of Obama's sneak attack? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
These vagabond shoes, man, what a couple of 2 hours this has been. Now, look, this is a three-hour show in many affiliates across the country, and coming in to help me out on my vacation in the next hour is the one and only John DePietro for the third hour, live from the land of the caneback chair. He lives up in Providence, Rhode Island. Plenty of caneback chairs up there. Good Italian food. It is the Savage Nation. We've been talking about illegal immigration, how it's not the same as immigration. And we're talking about the cost of illegal immigration and the legalization thereof. We're talking about the madness of Obama first supporting ISIS. They were the rebels in Syria and now attacking ISIS. They are now still the rebels in Syria. And strange, as they say, politics makes strange bedfellows. Now Assad is our friend. For 5 years we've been trying to decapitate him. Now we need him. What a story that is. I mean, you know, Syria has a significant military. Don't underestimate the Syrian military, given the chance they could wipe ISIS off the planet. They have 220,000 to 280,000 men in the Syrian military, 200,000 in reserve. They have 10,000 armored fighting vehicles, towed artillery pieces, self-propelled artillery pieces. The Syrian army could take care of these people if we hadn't tried to destroy the Syrian army. You ask yourself, how many men are in the ISIS brigades? That's a really important question. 30 to 50,000 head-cutting, Christian-hating, Jew-hating bastards are in the ISIS forces. 30 to 50,000 of the worst scum the world has ever seen are now fighting with the Islamic State. How many of them here in America? How many of them are fellow travelers here in New York City and everywhere else flying the ISIS flag inside their houses? I don't know. Ask the Department of Homeland Security to stop looking at returning American military veterans and to stop scanning the churches and start looking at the mosques. Maybe they can tell you, because I can't. This is a very serious situation. Take a guess how many openly practicing Christians are left in the city of Mosul, where your friends in ISIS have taken over. The answer is zero. The Arabic numeral created by the Arabs. Zero Christians left. Maybe that answers your question as to why Hussein Obama was for them before he's against them. It's the Savage Nation. God bless America. Thanks for listening to me today in this historic day on WABC Studios, live from Manhattan.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And just as we're stronger at home, the United States is better positioned to lead in the 21st century than any nation on earth. It's not even close. We have the most powerful military in history. That's certainly not close.
That is President Obama. And on this Tuesday, welcome in to the Savage Nation. John DePietro sitting in this final hour for Dr. Michael Savage. Love to have you join the program. Give us a call, 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. As you heard, Dr. Savage certainly enjoying himself in New York City. Very nice of him to give me a shout-out at the end of hour number two. Well, it never ends. The battle on immigration, the word that President Obama may give amnesty to 5 million illegals, more and more other politicians lining up. Monday evening, Governor Jerry Brown, according to the LA Times, said all Mexicans, including illegals, are welcome in California. Now, this is on the back. Let's play the cut, Neil and Rob, of Representative Gutierrez basically saying that he understands the president is going to greenlight 5 million to get amnesty. Let's hear. This was on MSNBC, Representative Gutierrez.
I think it would be a huge move, a bold move. I think it would be one that would obviously be without unprecedented. Look,
we want to get as many as
we can out of the vicious cycle of deportation. But I think if the president takes such a move, it's music to my ears that someone would have a source at the White House that say it's 5 million. Let me just say, tomorrow, the next day, and all of this week, we're getting ready.
That, of course, is Representative Gutierrez. But Jerry Brown, think of this, governor of California. You're all welcome in California. How many other governors are going to step forward and start to welcome in lawbreaking? At what point do people start to, leaders now, enforce the law and not just go along with the program? I mean, this pandering and then this pandering. Governor Jerry Brown, the Mexican illegals, you're all welcome in California. Will your governor step forward? Where is this going to end? And what is the Mexican president? What does he say? He says that Mexico is basically part of the United States, that California, well, it's just a part of Mexico. Speaking in Los Angeles, he said it's time to give justice to illegals in the USA. That was the Governor Jerry Brown and also the Mexican president. 1-855-400-7282. I recognize around the country people are enjoying their summer vacation. But you have people warming up. Gutierrez said music to his ears. You have Governor Jerry Brown telling Mexican illegals, you're all welcome in California. Who's going to pay for that? Brown has made California a sanctuary state, giving driver's licenses to illegals. He's also expanded financial aid to illegals. How is that fair to the people of California? How is that fair to anyone? And even during the border crisis, Brown reportedly vowed find ways to shorten long waits at San Diego International Border Crossing, saying if we can put a man on the moon, we could put a man from Mexico to California in 20 minutes. How is this fear to all the different Americans? How is this fear? You're listening right now. You not only have a congressman so bold as to say that, oh, this is great. The president, from what we understand, is going to allow 5 million illegals to stay here in the country. And now you have the governor of one of our largest state, California, saying, oh, no, you're all welcome. Everybody is welcome in California. No one's being deported. You're all welcome to come here. And as Dr. Savage has talked about so many different times, these are not people coming in well off. These are not people that say, I'm all set. No need to take anything from the system. This is a drain on your health care, your schools, your law enforcement, your state agencies. This is no time to be silent. Maybe you're listening right now to the Savage Nation and you're on vacation. This is no time to be on vacation. Like I said yesterday, everybody answers to someone. People need to contact their representatives. And right now you can call into the program, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. The other story that I love is just this story. Are you following this story about the legroom fight on the airline, this knee defender. Airline passengers have come to expect leg room. And there was a fight on United Airlines flight. One passenger was using the knee defender. You can get one for $22. Attaches to a passenger's tray table so the person in front of you cannot recline backwards. If you've used the knee defender, this is also one of those stories everybody understands. It's legal to stay, to take on the plane, the knee defender. You clip it onto your tray table. So the man on the flight was on his laptop. The woman in front of him wanted to lean back, as if it's not uncomfortable enough when you're flying. I like to travel, but I can't stand the thought of all the germs, and people are so rude when you travel with the coughing and, you know, all the up and down and all this other nonsense. So apparently this man uses a knee defender, so she can't lean back. So even the flight attendant came over and said to the guy, he said, no, I'm not taking it off. It's a legal thing. I'm not having her lean back into my lap. So she threw a cup of water on him. So now the big debate. I saw CNN, do airline passengers have the right to recline? As if this is a big debate in the country. So illegals are okay, but people don't have the right to recline on an airline. All right, let's go to your phone calls again. If you'd like to call the Savage Nation, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. We're going to start on line two. Douglas is calling from Carson City, listening on KKOH. Douglas, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Douglas.
How are you doing?
Very well. Go right ahead, Douglas.
All right, now listen. Now, what segment of the community is going to be most negatively affected by low-wage workers coming in? Obviously, that would be African-American community. I don't hear an outcry from them. And it would be them. Anybody who's got two working brain cells realize that. They'd get hit disproportionately.
You know who's going to be affected by it? Douglas, taxpayers.
Well,
you want to pay more in taxes? I don't want to pay more in taxes. Why? I have a better question, Douglas. Why do you have to pay higher taxes to support these people?
Well, because
why?
The Obama administration wants their people reelected, of course.
Does that seem fair?
Yeah, no, it isn't.
Why does he have the right to sign an executive order like they're threatening he's going to do to allow 5 million people to stay here who don't belong here? Is that okay with you?
No.
Did you vote for that?
No.
Are we a nation of laws? Why do we have Congress if he's just going to act like an imperial king and make executive orders like that, Douglas?
Well, we do realize that the Supreme Court and federal judges have ruled 8 times that you cannot have a law or legislation that disparately, which is disproportionately, negatively affects a protected minority, which African Americans are, deservedly so. And now these people are going to come in, get the affirmative action, Section 8 housing, promotions, which will negatively affect the African American community. I don't know why anyone hasn't taken it to court.
You know why, Douglas, thank you for the call. I don't think it affects just one community. I don't think it affects another community. It affects all Americans. This is to allow 5 million people to stay here who broke the law in coming in, that we have to pick up the tab for them, to sign it into an executive order. That is about as un-American as you can get. That is not a move in the best interest of Americans. That is in the interest of one person who's decided he wants an army of 5 million. They're going to pledge allegiance to him. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, if you'd like to call into the program. 1-855-400-7282. Brad on line one is listening in Jacksonville on WBOB. Brad, you're up on the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro in for Dr. Savage. Hello, Brad.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I'll make this quick. We have an organization called La Raza in this country. They're millions strong. They're representing the Latino population in the country. A lot of them get here illegally. But the real purpose of La Raza is what they call the reconquering of the Southwest United States. And anyone can look this up online. It's called ASLAND, I believe, or ASLAND. It's, the spelling of it is A-Z-T-L-A-N. And they're planning on taking back several of our states back in the Southwest and putting into the hands of, Mexico, I guess, the country of Mexico.
And Brad, thank you for the call. You know what else is also springing up on this whole debate? I saw this on the Daily Beast on Twitter. Angry about Ferguson? Question mark. Oppose voter ID laws. And they talk about what happened in Ferguson. How about the fact CNN is running with a tape of which they can't even confirm, but they think it may be connected to the night of the shooting? And that's Don Lemon on CNN. The same person that questioned, is it possible that that airliner went into a black hole? Am I wrong to think that? But what are they saying? Oppose voter ID. Oppose voter ID. Because here's one thing that's clear. This was an article in the Daily Beast. Out of Ferguson, is white people are going to try to hold down the vote through voter ID. And as a result of Ferguson, reject voter ID. That's how ridiculous this whole thing is becoming convoluted. The phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. The website is michaelsavage.com. You're tuned to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. More of your phone calls ahead on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
One 855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. You are tuned to the Savage Nation. Our website is michaelsavage.com. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro taking your phone calls. Before we go back to the phones, I want to play for you. This was on MSNBC. President Obama's former law professor, Charles Ogletree, speaking about the Ferguson shooting. Folks, you have to listen to this for yourself. Listen to his words in talking about the gentle giant.
I think we have no choice. I think looking at what's happened, this is just like the assassination of Dr. King in 1968 when everybody was very upset and from figuring out what's going to happen. It's like the killing of Trayvon Martin 2 years ago and people looking for help. This is reminds us of exactly what happened years ago when I was a young kid to the son, the great man Emmett Till, the young kid who was killed in Mississippi for allegedly whistling at a white woman. This is even worse because Michael Brown did not break any law at all in terms of the police officer.
You don't even know what happened, Professor. By the way, this is the same professor that has been pushing reparations as a result of slavery. Look how far this story has come, and we still truly don't know. How does he know he didn't break the law? How does he doesn't know? How does he know maybe the Michael Brown went for the officer's gun? This is just a rash of shootings all over. The way he compares it, a kid that supposedly had drugs in his system, had some kind of altercation with the police, they have him like Martin Luther King. Now he's Trayvon Martin. Now he's Emmett Till. There's just no end. Let's go to your phone calls. Back to the phones. Line 8 is Steve listening on KSFO. Steve, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Steve.
Hey, John. I am heartbroken and agitated at the same time. I was born and raised in Concord, California. It's about 25 miles east of San Francisco. And All the schools in this one area on Monument Boulevard are welcoming the students back in Spanish. They used to have Spanish and English on the signs. Now they're so bold, it's just in Spanish. And there's a shopping center that was built just recently. They have a Kohl's, a Wells Fargo, and a Marshall's, all catering to the Hispanics. You wouldn't even know you were in America if you walked in them stores. The political signs on Monument Boulevard for the candidates, all in Spanish. It's just unbelievable. When I went to high school here in the 1970s, my high school was about 95% white. Now it's over 70% Hispanic, and it's just I can't afford to move, but I just can no longer stay here. It's just eating at me like you wouldn't believe.
Well, and on top of that, Steve, I mean, how can your governor basically just welcome all Mexicans are welcome in California? What about the taxpayers? What about the people like yourself that made California what it is? What about the people that have built up California now to what, Steve? See it have it ruined by a bunch of invaders, a bunch of people just crashing in that don't belong there in the first place?
That appears is what he wants to do. I mean, I've never voted for a Democrat in my life, and I can't wake anybody up here. They're just smoking pot and doing their own thing. They don't care. They just say, oh, that's the changing of America. And it's just, this state is so dumb and stupid, I just can't take much more of it.
Thank you for the call, Steve. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. In case you're just hearing me mention that, the drums are beating that President Obama, as you've heard, is set to give amnesty to 5 million illegals that are in the country right now. How do you stop that? How do you stop someone like Governor Jerry Brown of California being so defiant and basically saying to all Mexican illegals, you are welcome in California? They want anarchy. They want open borders. How can you make a statement like that when we have the terrorist threat that we have with ISIS? And now they're inviting anyone to come into the country. 1-855-400-7282. This is no time to be silent. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro. More of your phone calls coming up on the Savage Nation.
Our freedoms and opportunities attract immigrants who yearn to breathe free. Our founding ideals inspire the oppressed across the globe.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is 5 million. Then that would be five times as many as when the president freed the Dreamers from deportation, when he instituted DACA in June of 2012, when he said, we're not going to deport any more immigrants that arrived here as children. And you saw, how was it that our community was ill-prepared, right? The structures were not in place to help those people.
That is Representative Gutierrez. I think the key element of that is just music to my ears. Talking about President Obama planning now. That's what we're hearing. The plans are executive order to now grant amnesty to 5 million illegals that are in the country right now. You're tuned to the Savage Nation, sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is John DePietro taking your phone calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE if you'd like to be on the program. 1-855-400-7282. Let's go out to your phone calls. On line 7 is Celia. She's listening in Alabama on WLWI. Celia, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
Thank you, John. I think amnesty is absolutely ludicrous. He has already put many nails in the USA's coffin, and this is just going to be one of the last ones. We cannot support anybody else. He's destroyed the United States, and this will finish us off. Other than him inviting ISIS, ISIL, Al-Qaeda, and all the others to the White House and have a few beheadings on the lawn. He's ignorant, or he's smartest man in the world. I can't figure it out.
Celia, who is he representing when he's deciding? Just on his own, Celia. Forget about Congress. Forget about the Senate passing anything. Just on his own, I'm going to decide that 5 million people who I choose, that they get to stay here. Celia, whose interest is he doing that in?
Well, I've tried to figure that out, and I stay very well informed. I'm 76, so I've been around a while.
I can tell.
I think he's a puppet for somebody. There's got to be a lot of people with big money behind him.
But who? What is their agenda, Celia? That's the part that people are trying to figure out. What's the end game here? Why would you circumvent the system this way?
Absolutely. Bring it down to the level of the lowest of the third world countries, I believe. I can't prove it.
Right.
But his actions speak louder than words.
Thank you for the call, Celia. 1-855-400-7282. You know, make sure you don't waste any time and go to the website, michaelsavage.com. Pre-order Dr. Savage's upcoming book, Stop the Coming Civil War, My Savage Truth by Michael Savage. Stop Obama from Declaring Martial Law. Pre-order it today. Why wait? And also on BarnesandNoble.com. Let's go back to the phones. Line 6 is Sam. He's listening in Albany on WGDJ. Sam, you're up next on the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Savage. Hello, Sam.
Hey, John. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome. Go right ahead, Sam.
Hey, I just want to talk, like you were saying just now, about the agenda, kind of to go along with that point. I mean, I feel like it's very obvious to me that the reason that he's granting this amnesty to these Mexican people coming in is strictly for the fact so they can vote and they can hold, you know, the power. I think it's a very despicable display of power, and I think it's a very despicable display of greed. And I feel like those two are playing off each other to where, you know, that they're seeing it so much, and they're feeling it so much and seeing that what they can do with this control that, hey, let's just bring in all the people, act like it's, you know, it's in their better interest that we let them in. And then, I mean, what are they going to do? They're not going to vote for the conservative people like us. They're not going to vote for the people that don't want them there. I feel like it's a very simple agenda. It's strictly to keep them in power and, you know, continue to stuff their pockets, really.
Well, and here's the thing, Sam. Think of what 5 million does in an election. I mean, Sam, that tips an election. Don't you agree? I mean, you go back to the 2000 between Bush and Gore, 5 million people. And Sam, how do you even know it's 5 million? How do we know then it doesn't become 6 million or 7 million or 8 million or 30 million? How do you, Sam, how do you stop the slide once you open up that door?
Yeah, and once it does come in, yeah, you don't know the number. And at the same time, like you guys have been saying, I've been listening to this radio station for a few months now. I mean, there's no way of telling who's voting anyways. We have no ID, you know, no voter ID. You can let in as many people as you want. I mean, it's just going to keep those, it's going to keep the liberals just continuing to progress to the top. And then all of us and the country that, you know, my father and my grandparents and all of them and the very America that I grew up wanting to live in is just being sucked right out from under us. And it's really, you know, it's really hard not to lose hope. And that's why I, you know, turn to you guys and I like to listen to this stuff. But
well, Sam, we appreciate it. Thank you for the call. Let's go to line 4. Chuck is in Washington listening on KBBO. Chuck, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Chuck.
Hello, how are you out there?
Very well, Chuck. Go right ahead. We're anxious to hear from you.
My observation is that if we had a Congress that was capable of doing anything, that we should be taking care of what's in our country already rather than open it up to other people. We have the kids that are needing meals or starving and for medicine and things like that, and our money would be put to better use first by taking care of our citizens rather than opening it up to other people.
You know, Chuck, thank you for the call. We already do take care of our citizens. I mean, we are not built to handle this influx like this. If you're listening right now, can your state afford all these other people? And these aren't people coming in that are well off, that are going to contribute to the economy. These are people that are going to just, they need the social services. They are going to be a drain on your social services. You're listening right now. You may have to take your child to an emergency room. Pick a city or town in the United States, and they're going to have to wait a long time. Why? Because it's filled with people that don't follow the rules, who don't belong here, and that you have to support. And it makes no dent on the world poverty. Zero. Do you know the number of people that are really poor? I mean, in India, other parts of the world, they are really, Mexico is considered a well-off nation compared to other parts of the world. Line 1 is Mike. He's listening on KCMO. Mike, you're up next on the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro. Tony on line 5, listening on KSFO. Tony, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Tony.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Very well, Tony. Go right ahead.
Oh, the things going on right now are getting really discerning, especially about this amnesty and how they just continually to invite foreigners come in here that, at the same time, they're protesting and saying all this that the youth today and this recent shooting, these youngsters, don't have jobs. The unemployment rate in a lot of the cities is so low, and then look at who's coming in and taking those jobs. They're crying out that there's not enough going on for these kids that are, you know, Austin's had a number of them, incidents going on, and they say, well, they're underprivileged, and they don't have jobs, and they don't have this. Well, look who's taking the jobs that they would be taking.
That's right.
The teenagers, the entry-level jobs, the fast food, the dishwasher. Guess who's doing most of those jobs now?
That's right. That is exactly.
Our own kids don't have the opportunities, and they're being taken away from them.
Nope.
By immigrants.
Well, Tony, your governor is saying that all illegals are welcome in the state of California. And, Tony, your president is ready to take executive action and grant 5 million people amnesty. Tony, that's your governor and your president.
Oh, yes. I wish I could leave California. I definitely would.
Well, it shouldn't be that way. Tony, thank you for the call. Let's go to line 8. Mary Lou is listening on WCCM. Mary Lou, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mary Lou.
Hi, John. I got to agree with you. We're having a big problem myself, Massachusetts.
Big time. Yes. No, the Northeast, very, very liberal, Mary Lou. And Mary Lou, you know, there's a false security that we're so, that the Northeast is so far away from the border. But Mary Lou, that's not the case. I mean, word spreads that they're not just going to stay in California. They're not just going to stay in Arizona. They're not going to stay in Texas. Mary Lou, they're spreading all through the country. And that's the part, Mary Lou, that people don't understand, do they?
No, they don't understand it. They figure if they can keep moving up and moving up and moving away, then they're not affected. If you don't see, you don't live with it, then it's not a reality, you know? But you can only move so far, so fast, and it's coming.
And Mary Lou, why should you have to pay for people that they come forward and say, all right, you're going to pay for my health care, you're going to pay for my kids to go to school, you're going to pay for me to get food stamps, you're going to supply my Section 8 housing. Mary Lou, I need to raise your taxes so you can afford me and my family. Mary Lou, why is it that you have to support these people?
It's true. And the thing is, you know, this has been going on for really over 30 years. And it's, you know, and Michael's, he's talked about it, and I agree because I've seen it and said it myself all these years.
Yeah, and the thing is, thank you, Mary Lou, and it's getting worse. No one can deny it. President Obama seems on the verge of making this decision to totally circumvent the system. Who is he serving by doing this? You listen, you read, you're tuned in. Is he doing this in the best interest of the country? What's the end game? How does this benefit the United States? There's going to be a drain on our services. And look at what's happening. War on the police in Ferguson. All this bashing of law enforcement, making them think twice about stopping people, arresting people. And what are they pushing now? Oh, you have to get rid of the voter ID laws. Oh, the voter ID laws. Oh, you're insulting people. You know, Ferguson, you just had a Harvard professor comparing the gentle giant Michael Brown. They have him comparing him to Martin Luther King. This is all the opportunities available. The president did nothing to quell the violence that broke out. 1-855-400-SAVAGE is the phone number. Or you dial 1-855-400-7282. Back out to the phones. Line 3 is Ron, listening on WTMA in South Carolina. Ron, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Ron.
Yeah. First, thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
Now, all I'm going to say is, if he grants this amnesty after I did everything legal to get my family here legally, I will find a lawyer and hope other people join me for the biggest class action lawsuit this country ever seen.
Ron, thank you for the call. Greg on line 4 is in Reno, listening on KKOH. Greg, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Greg.
Good. I have a lot to say. I don't even know where to start. You know, I'm 37 years old, and I enrolled my son in kindergarten. And when we enrolled him, we had to sit in the hallway for almost 15 to 20 minutes while they had three teachers, all of the Spanish-speaking language, cater to everyone that didn't speak English while there was, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 of us out of the 30 that sat in that hallway like we did not even exist. And we're about to lose a $5 billion contract with Tesla corporations here in Reno over a 2% tax rate on the corporations. And me as a construction worker, a homeowner, my taxes just went up. Where does it stop? I mean, how do you as one person, one American, defend yourself against this rogue government?
Well, not only that, Greg, how can the president do this on his own? Answer me that. How can the president, President Obama, take executive action and circumvent the process, Greg?
Yeah, he cannot. He cannot, but he does. No one will do anything about it.
Well, I thank you for the call, Greg. That's where people need to speak up. This is where, I mean, if there was ever a time, I bet there are people listening, they're not even sure who their representative is. You can't be silent. There's too much at stake. 1-855-400-SAVAGE is the phone number. Sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, this is John DePietro. More of your phone calls coming up on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN.
You're tuned to the Savage Nation, sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is John DePietro, taking your phone calls, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Remember, the website is michaelsavage.com. Out to the phones, Christine on line 8 is listening in Reno on KKOH. Christy, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Christy.
Help.
He's listening online in New York. Saul, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Saul.
All right. It's great to be with you, John, and this great audience. And the truth is, with open borders, every enemy of America has their people inside America. And unless we deliver this message to everybody, how this country is being invaded every single day, how they want to legalize these invaders, they have no idea what the actual count of how many invaders in here. I have the count at probably maybe at 30 million easily illegal people in this country, and we have to address this problem. If the Republican Party doesn't address it, then they deserve to lose. We don't want anyone in this country who's illegal. We don't want them voting in our elections. Voting in our elections means they're overthrowing our country. When I have to pay money out of our taxes to provide them benefits, they're overthrowing our country, folks. They vote in our elections. That's a big overthrow of our government. We have to stop it and stop it cold, and a timeout on legal immigration, and we will get a hold of this country again. If we don't, we're going to lose this country, guys.
Saul, think of the drain on the New York school system by having all the illegals.
Yes, the New York City system, but they don't even care. New York City is finished. They don't care who comes in, shows up in these schools. Every year they say we don't have enough desks. Of course you don't, because you don't know who's showing up. We have too many people inside this country that don't belong here, and they're draining us. And I will also hold those countries that they come from responsible, because their countries also push to have their people coming inside this country, and they don't care if they're here legally or illegally.
People
as
need
American to... American citizen,
yep.
We have the right to determine the fate of our country, and it's about time the people... The government listens to the people of this country,
that's right.
Not foreigners.
Thank you, Saul. Thank you for the call. Remember, michaelsavage.com. In for the doctor, John DePietro. You're tuned to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.